Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Kristen, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Hi.
I'm so excited to have you on here.
Me too. It has been a long time overdue.
We talk by email. We DM on Instagram. I cannot believe we haven't actually talked before because I feel like we've talked before a lot.
I know. It's crazy. I feel like you're kind of like my best friend. Like you're in my back pocket all the time.
Yes, we're best
friends. What would Lisa do? Like, oh, I wonder how Lisa would do that. Like every time I go to organize something and it's crazy.
That's awesome. How did you first find me?
I found you on Pinterest, actually. So I know. Odd, right? Of all social media, I found you on Pinterest.
So I have never pinned. There are like 4 pins that I've ever pinned, and they're wreaths that I wanted to put on my front door. But I always knew that Pinterest was important. So there are 3 different times early on in my blogging career where I actually hired a VA that also did other VA stuff. I'm like, yeah, and do Pinterest and do the pinning thing. So I have the oldest pins. They're like, my graphic designer cringes because they're so outdated. They're like 7, 8, 9 years old. I'm sure all the links go to dead link things because we've moved our platform a couple of times. You can't change all that. I don't know. We still have a lot of people look at those pins.
Yeah, I think the pin it's like one of my first pins, and it's still in like the very, like I have one board that just stays. So it's like, it's not titled anything. It's just kind of stuff that I don't want to lose. I just kind of don't know what to do with it. And so then all the other boards just kind of, but after following you for several years, I'm like, the pins just get less and less, and I'm not on Pinterest as much because I don't need to be. So.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. I should get better at Pinterest. I know I should. It's really hard for me because my before and afters don't look dramatic because I'm not a decorator. I'm not a Pinterest organizer, as I always say. But people on Pinterest are searching for organizing solutions. So I think a lot of my pins, I don't even know what I have on Pinterest, but a lot of it was the before and afters of the jobs that I used to do back when we did in-home organizing. Or I'm sure there are pins from like when I very first did the 100. Now you guys are all going to go look.
I know, right?
Don't go. I mean, literally, we've done 0 with Pinterest in 3 years. You'll be amazed because there are all kinds of followers over there. And we have tons of pins, tons of followers. I don't understand all the social media. I just want all of it.
The pin that I think I actually have is like the old one of you on the bed with like your old Longaberger basket. Like,
oh yeah, Sunday basket.
So it was like before you like had, I think, like the physical Sunday basket, right?
And
so
we have not pinned since we had physical products. Yeah. I know. Anybody out here who understands Pinterest, you guys are yelling. You're talking out loud to your phone, in your laundry room, on your walk, in your car going, Lisa, you are missing the mark. I am well aware I'm missing the mark. I don't even. Pinterest is just, it's not my thing. But people do find me from Pinterest. When any marketing company says, where does your audience come from? I always say, yes. Like, what do you mean, yes? I'm like, Pinterest, email, blog, Google search, Facebook ads, podcasts. Yes. There is no one channel that people find Organize 365. It's like, you put this thought out there. I think I need to get organized. And then whatever your medium is, you find us.
Well, that's how it led down the rabbit hole. It was, you were on Pinterest, and then as Instagram started, you know, rising up, then it was, oh, I wonder if Lisa has Instagram. And then there you were. And then that's when stories kind of started happening. They were really new. And then you just every day you were on there and you became like, I don't even watch the news anymore because I watch the Lisa show. Like, it's you. Like, you're, it's like, okay, I got to get up. Like, you're like the first thing I do, I get up and you're 3 hours ahead of me. So like right now it's only 10 after 10 in the morning. So it's nice because you've pretty much gotten up, started your day, and then I get to get up, put my kid on the bus, and I'm like, okay, what did Lisa do this morning? And then it's like, you've already gotten in 3 hours of your day. And I'm like, yes, I love it.
And that's my best story time. Like, I do almost all of my stories in the mornings. Occasionally I'll do one during the weekday in the afternoon. And then on the weekends. I'll do them more in the afternoon, but pretty much I do it every morning. It's actually on my calendar to do my Instagram story every morning. So I always do it in the morning. And then it just depends how chatty I am and how many things I want to share. I got on Instagram actually kind of late.
Really?
Well, I felt I did. How long have I been on there? I've been active on there probably for 2 years now, but it took me a solid 6 months to remember to do my Instagram story. Now, yeah, it's
I
want like, to
say I followed you for a while. Yeah, it's been several years. I love it. Because I want to say that I started following you around the time that, I want to say around the time, somewhere in between when my grandma passed away and I got debt free. Somewhere in there. So within the last 4 years, that's when I started following you, like on Instagram.
Yeah, I definitely was not an early adopter on Instagram. Well, I'm sorry about your grandmother and congratulations on being debt free. That's huge.
Thank you. It was a struggle, but in 3 years we did it. We paid off probably like $25,000. So
that's incredible.
I was done losing sleep over it. I couldn't do it anymore.
Okay. Who's the we? Who lives with you?
So it's my husband and our daughter. She'll be 10 next month.
Oh, exciting.
Double digits. Yeah.
Hi, Otto. So,
yeah.
All right, so that's who lives with you. Why were you like Pinteresting? Were you looking for organizing stuff? Did it just kind of float by? Like, what got you interested in going down the organized 365 rabbit hole?
Well, I think I've always been kind of like an organized person, but I like to refer to your systems as like going to the eye doctor kind of thing. Uh-huh. Because you know how I have glasses, but I don't need them all the time, right? But I only need them for certain things. And so it's like I kind of had the systems and like the organized things, like, you know, I mean, everybody knows how to get a binder and, you know, and the one thing that I liked about you was that you knew what a slash pocket was and no one else did in my life, in my circle. Right. And so like, I kind of had these things set up, but you came into my world and you just like, you were like my glasses, like you put your glasses on and it just fine tunes everything. And it's like, just having something as simple as like, okay, now you gave me a time and a date to go through all of the weekly things that need to be done. And it's like,
I see.
So before it was kind of just, okay, I'll make a note. Here's a post-it note and I'll just stick it somewhere and hope I can remember to do it or this or this. And then it's like, you walked in my life and it's like, now it's Sunday. And now my family knows, like they know to put it on the index cards. They know to drop it in the box. Like, I mean, even you'll hear Autumn on the phone and she'll be like, well, I can't, it's not Sunday. So just let me know and I'll put an index card in my box. And I'm like, what? And she's a fourth grader. So, I mean, she's going to have her own box for sure.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So is the Sunday basket the first thing that you did? The first thing that got you organized?
Yes.
So explain that process. Like, how did you go from your system that you had to doing the Sunday basket?
Well, the system I had was just kind of a junk drawer. So it was just like things would just kind of get lost in there. And then so I started following you on Instagram. And then that's when you were like, oh, and we've got the Sunday basket. And this, I was like, wait a minute. That's the same Pinterest Sunday basket idea. Cause like it didn't quite connect to me in my brain that like it was a physical product now. And you were like, look, the basket is 1 year old today. And I was like, I gotta have it. And I like immediately got online, made my account, bought the basket, and then waited. And then it came. And oh man, I was telling everybody in the world, like everybody that would come over to my house, I was like, look at my basket. Isn't it awesome? Look at my basket. I was like, look, and you've got these slash pockets and 1.0s and 2.0s. And I just, oh, it was so awesome. I couldn't brag about it enough.
Did any of them get a Sunday basket or did they all say that's nice, Kristen?
Yeah, they all just kind of said that.
You know, organization is such an individual thing. It's like, I love this jacket. You have to get this jacket. And they're like, I'm too hot. You know, like you try to get your family and friends interested right. And it's just not very easily translated into how somebody else does it. That has been a challenge for me in growing Organized 365. I feel like everybody kind of finds Organized 365 or me when they're meant to, and we kind of grow together as friends that way. But it's usually not a referral. It's usually not like you're kind of seeking it when you find it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I will say that it's interesting though, because this is what, we're 2021 now, right?
Yeah.
And so I got my first basket in like 2019, I want to say, April of 2019. And it was my Easter present to myself.
Nice.
And so now that I've had it and it's been like a consistent habit routine in my life, I mean, my mom calls and she'll say, hey, I need you to put this in your Sunday basket, da 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 da. And like, so it's like, because I just kept doing it, and if I wouldn't have been following you every day on Instagram, I may not have. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if you know that's huge right there. So just having that, like that community, I guess. And so like, yeah. You gave me the validation so that when people are like, you're a little extra, Kristen, or that's nice, Kristen. Oh, okay, Kristen. And it's like, you know, and everybody jokes now about having OCD, but when you really have it, it's a real thing. And so it's like, yeah. I need this in my life. I mean, I can't afford not to have this in my life, right?
So how does this, like you said, you have OCD. So how does this impact that?
I have this need for like control and just to constantly like I'm the kind that if I leave the house, like, did I lock the door? And I will literally turn around and come back and get out of my car and check the door. And that's a lot of work for a wheelchair user. So it's like, I just, you know, there are certain things, and just having the Sunday basket and the slash pocket to just go with me. It's life changing.
Hmm. So you mentioned you're in a wheelchair. Is that a recent thing, or have you always been in a wheelchair?
No, I got paralyzed when I was 21 in 2011. Okay. So I got paralyzed 7 months after I'd given birth to my daughter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think that that is going to make you rethink a lot of things.
A lot. And so that's kind of what made me go down the Pinterest hole of finding the organization, is because when you wake up, so I got into a vehicle, I went to sleep, and then boom, you wake up to ambulance, you're getting put in a helicopter, like a lot of things are happening very quickly, and you don't have time to respond or react or anything. And so even though I was pretty well organized, the loads of paperwork you need for a permanent disability like that is way more than just autumn shot records, right? Like, or our birth certificates or our driver's license. So the degree of paper that I found myself with was very overwhelming. And I feel like Organize 365 was like, okay, you've got the basics, but here, let's fine tune it. And then that's when I jumped into the 100-day program. And then from there, it was like, you just kept putting stuff out and I just kept buying it.
Good girl. Okay. So explain, I would love you to share your story of like how there's paper with medical, right? Like people think this is digital. There, it is not. Like, can you explain like for your daughter or yourself? Yeah. Like what kind of paperwork do you deal with medical issues?
I deal with anything from, like I have a home health aid. So I have a box now for my home health aid, like a Friday work box. So, having a care plan, I have a weekly aid that comes in. I have timesheets I have to sign to make sure that they're getting my hours done so that my self-care is done. I have medications, I have annual appointments, you know, from anything to deal with Medicare, Social Security. I mean, just, I don't know, you name it. And I've probably got a paper for it, vision, dental. I mean, it all goes, you know, and I was 21 when I got paralyzed and I'm going to be 31 in March. And so, yeah, I'll hit 10 years in October that I'll be paralyzed. And just the amount of routine things, you know, because you never know if something goes wrong, if am I aging? Or is this a paralysis thing? Or is this something that is normal, unquote, unquote, like what is really normal anymore, right? And so it's just, you never know. I mean, something so much as having a headache now can be a serious thing.
Wow. Now you are 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a millennial, right?
Apparently.
Apparently it's not a bad thing. I always have to say that every time I say that.
That's new to me. I honestly didn't even know until social media told me I was a millennial. And I was like, everybody keeps talking about this millennials. But, you know, I'm like, what is a millennial? So I was like, I found myself Googling, what is a millennial? And I was like, oh, I'm a millennial. Okay.
It's a me. I'm one.
Yeah, I'm one.
So I say that because I am getting pushback from, like, as I start to plan going on the book tour and reaching out to media about, you know, the paper issue in America and the paper solution book and workshops, the knee-jerk reaction that I get from everyone is, we don't have paper. And especially for men, we don't have paper. And for millennials, especially if they don't have children, that we don't have paper. And if they recognize that there is paper, that it actually exists, they say, but we digitize it and there are digital solutions. So you, Kristen, are a millennial, and you of all people, more than me, should know the digital solutions. There's not a digital solution? Like,
so I will tell you, I was semi-digital, or let me tell you that I thought I was digital. And I think that that's the problem in the that you're having, is people think they're digital, but they're not. So I'm not going to lie. When I got the Sunday basket and I started the 100-day program, I would go through, you know, while I was waiting, I would listen to your podcast. You were like my little angel in my ear. And you would be like, okay, do this. Now do this. And as a millennial, we think we know it all. It's the same concept as like, well, you're not my mom. You're not going to tell me what to do, you know? And it's like, I know how to do this. I've been organizing this way for years. You're not going to teach me anything new, Lisa. You know, and I think that people want to almost, when you buy something, you almost kind of want to like
prove it wrong,
right? Yeah. So I will tell you that I did the 100-day program probably 3 times before I went back and said, okay, Lisa, I'm going to do it your way. And then I did it your way and everything just magically worked the way you said it would. And I was like, darn.
Autumn, are you a rebel? Are you a rebel in Gretchen's test? You might be. I think, like you're saying, here's why I think paper is paper and paper is not digital. I'm not saying you can't scan things and you can't keep things digitally. That makes sense to me. I can organize my own documents digitally. But especially in the instance that you talked about, your daughter is writing down an idea at the age of 9 to put in a basket to make a decision on Sunday. First of all, that girl is going to be able to rule the world because she's already figured out how to get thoughts out of her head. That's amazing. But you're dealing with home healthcare aides, doctors, all these things. Like, what are you going to do? Hand them your phone so they can read your digital? Like, say you're with someone, say, I'm going to email this to you. Now you read it. And like they're not in your computer. They're not on your phone. Like, it makes sense that you and your spouse would have your able to be looking at things digitally. But when you need someone else's help, they need a paper.
Yes.
And you want them to write notes, put in your Sunday basket so you could process on Sunday what they said you need to order or whatever versus, I don't know.
When I got sepsis, so I got sepsis like a year, I want to say a year before I found the Sunday basket, before I bought anything from you, right? Didn't even know. So that was kind of what prompted me to look for more organization, because I got sepsis and I was in the hospital for, I want to say, 4 or 5 days. It was probably more scary than getting paralyzed, to be honest. And I didn't really know what sepsis was until you're in the middle of it. Right.
Right.
So then I just remember waking up and my fever was 106. I was very incoherent and I couldn't even get the words out to yell for my husband, who had got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. And I just remember looking over and I just grabbed my phone and I told Siri to call 911 because I literally felt like I was going to die. And when we got to the hospital, my husband could not give them anything because everything was in my email on my iPhone with a lock code with my face and I'm puking. How is he supposed to put a phone in my face to unlock it? So now we have no passcodes on any devices in our house. Like, our phones are unlocked. We've removed everything off of them. I mean, it just, after I found you, I was like, man, to have that medical binder now, when I go to my appointments is huge because they want to take notes. They want to make copies. They don't always need the whole file either. They just need like maybe 1 or 2, 3 things depending on which doctor you're at. So to just have it all organized and fine-tuned is, I mean, you're saving time time and money. And then what also I was running into is I would say, oh yeah, I saved that PDF in my email. Let me grab it for you. Where can I send it? Well, then you've got to send it to like five different people. And then you get there. And at the time I didn't have unlimited data. So then I couldn't get to Wi-Fi to even send the email. So I was like, oh my goodness.
It's just easier to have the paper. Here's the thing.
Way easier.
Financial and medical. Being a caregiver, settling an estate, you don't want to do either of them. You will probably do both of them in your lifetime. You will not be prepared for it 99% of the time when it happens. It will just happen. Like, this is just reality, people. I didn't make the, you know, life. I'm just telling you how to get through it. There are events that are paper. You don't have to have all the paper that your grandparents did, but there is a certain amount of paper that if you have it and it is organized, your unexpected event will go easier for you.
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah.
And I had a little bit of a pushback, but I mean, I just downloaded HP Ink and now I don't care. So, I mean, there was things like just, it was a game changer. I mean, even just something so minimal. I think I even messaged you for the first time on Instagram because I was so excited that day that I was like, Lisa, I printed everything for the week.
Yes.
And I was like, and I would have never thought to print emails and get them out of my email. Like, I was so excited. Yep.
Yeah, we got on this call to record and I had screenshotted something from Instagram that Kristen had given to me, emailed it to myself and printed it out and it was in my Slash bucket. And we had that conversation on Instagram like a couple of weeks ago and now it's just in my, you know, someday list. I'm going to do whatever it is. So yeah, I just print it all because then I have my brain. Like I would rather have some paper and my brain capacity than no paper and not have my brain capacity.
And your delegation, like for the plan. So then that was the next thing that I did was planner day, right?
Yeah.
So then planner day, because I started printing out emails. So then like with the school, you always have a primary parent. And I don't mean to like downplay the dad role because dads are very important as well, but I'm the primary person. So any email that's going to come through Autumn School, it's going to come to me first. And then I'm going to put it in the Sunday basket or do whatever. Well, before I would just have it on my phone and then they would get to the school and not know what was going on. So then because in planner day, you were like, learn to delegate, learn to do this. And, you know, I realized that I was doing everything on that page. I was like, yep, check, did that. Yep, I do that. And so by having the ability now to print everything like you taught me, I'm able to literally hand them the Slash pocket and they're out the door and they don't need me. And it's wonderful, Lisa.
I know I have to, we share calendars. And so I will put the address of where the kids' appointments are, or whatever, on the calendar. They do know how to do that digitally, or I will text them the address. But if I texted them the address on Sunday and the appointment is on Tuesday, they ask me to text the address again when I'm having a meeting. And so it is, it's just faster to just say, hey, here's your stuff for the week. You know, I could text it to you. You have the paper. My kids actually like having the paper. Like they just put it in the car and then they have to go to the dentist, which they've only gone to twice because now they're going to the adult dentist and they just grab the paper and they put it in their Garmin and they go there and they, you know, gives them independence as well.
Yeah. Autumn even wrote a paper about you in school. She had to write a paper about something that
I want to see it.
Yeah, they were doing a mindset thing at school because of COVID. They're trying to really focus in on like the kids' mental health. And they had asked what was one thing that your family does that helps with COVID. And she said, well, my mom has her own Sunday basket, but eventually I'm going to save my birthday money and get me a teal one because she wants a teal one for herself. And so she wrote about the Sunday basket at school because she said that it makes her feel that it makes us feel like more of a family and that we're a team instead of just mom yelling and saying here, do this or whatever, because we've just got a routine. I mean, just like having the Sunday basket printable for her, for the kids program. Like, I mean, just, I'm telling you, Lisa, I can't brag enough about what it's doing. I mean, I really can't. It's changing our life. I went from being the resentful mom and wife with a disability to just waking up every day, just I mean, every day I'm just excited. There's no more like, oh, it's Monday. Now I wake up and I'm like, it's Monday. It's Tuesday. Like it doesn't matter what day it is. It's like, I know what's happening because I have the Slash pockets. I have my Google calendar. I'm ready for the day. And so is my family. They just all know what's going on.
Okay. So there's something you told me on Instagram that I remembered in getting ready for this interview of how you use the Sunday basket differently during the pandemic, the 1.0s that I thought was brilliant. Do you remember?
Might want to refresh my memory.
You changed them to Monday through Friday.
Yes.
I'm like, why didn't I think of that? Like, I realize we're a whole whopping year into the pandemic at this point, but you know, we got a little bit longer. So that's brilliant to just change them. Like, I never had Monday through Friday slash pockets in my Sunday basket because you only do the Sunday basket on Sunday. But what happened during the pandemic is everybody's at home and we're still working at home. And so now it's kind of becoming a everything basket. And so to be able to divide out your week, or if you, let's say you're going to have a staycation week or you have a really busy week coming up and you are the primary parent and the primary housekeeper, and this is your full-time job and you have it divided Monday through Friday. Like, I could totally see seasons of doing the 1.0 slash pockets or getting additional 1.0 slash pockets that are Monday through Friday.
That's eventually what I did. I ended up just ordering the Friday box. And even though I knew I wasn't quite ready for it, I knew that I was going to need extra slash pockets. So I just ordered extra slash pockets and did Monday, because even though you have the to-dos and the errands and online and everything with a traditional 1.0, it's like with COVID, things were happening like crazy. And, you know, there were due dates that were happening and it was like you needed Autumn's work to be due by Monday or Tuesday or appointments on this day. And then next thing you know, it would all change again. So I was finding myself in my Sunday basket literally every day, every morning, because things were changing so fast with COVID.
Interesting. So sorry that this tip is 1 year late, but hey, now we all know.
I still have it. Yeah. I still have it in my basket because even though there's, you know, there's errands and stuff, sometimes those errands aren't necessarily date specific. So it's like,
It makes sense.
I know that if there's something going on, it's like, okay, that better be in my Tuesday folder because today, I mean, like today, I put our notes in our thing because I knew that even though it was online, I was like, I didn't want to get distracted. And so I knew that that was happening on a certain day.
So this interview, the notes for this interview were in your Tuesday folder.
Yes.
I like it. Yeah. All right. There, that's the other reason why we have certified organizers, and Monique and Michelle do the Sunday Basket Club, is that the Sunday basket is the starting point. You are going to modify that for different ages and stages and your lifestyle and whatever. Like, it's just the starting point. And I mean, there are so many great ideas every single week that come out of that Sunday basket club. It is mind-boggling. I couldn't write them all down.
Yeah. Another thing that we did with the Sunday basket too was, you know, March happened, right? COVID. So my birthday's March 15th. I'm an Ides of March. And that was when they shut everything down. So spring break here in Idaho, that they shut this, they went out on Friday and there was talk that they wouldn't go back on Monday. Well, within hours that email went out, right? Yeah. We didn't go back. They never went back. So what I actually did was I was listening to your deep dive. I think it was like the 3.0 podcast.
Oh yeah.
And so then you were like, you know, you can change it. It doesn't have to be your, like what I suggest, you know? And so I was like, okay. So I was having like a little bit of anxiety going against like your suggestions, but then I was like, okay, she said to adapt. I'm going to adapt. And we actually changed the purple to all the subjects to school because she was now homeschooling. So we didn't really need like the traditional home tabs at that moment. And so the purple became our homeschool section because you had English and math and it just, we could not have gotten through third grade in the pandemic without our Sunday basket. There's no way. No way.
Again, sorry we didn't give you this information a year ago. Oh, well. Oh, my goodness. That reminds me. I had all those extra bonus podcasts back then. I was like, okay, I know everybody needs organizing. What organizing do they need? How can I help them? And I just started pumping out all kinds of extra podcasts. When in doubt, I just talk more.
Me too.
I just share more. I don't know what to tell you. All right, back to our regularly scheduled notes. You know how I rabbit trail a little bit.
Yeah.
So what was the first time that you noticed something was organized that hadn't been organized before?
The kitchen.
Explain that.
So when I started the 100-day program, one of the first things you did was you said to take everything out, right? Like take all the stuff out of the off of the counters, off of the flat surfaces, and then just wait to use them. And I just remember going back into the kitchen the next day. And then again, I think I started sending you Instagram pictures because I was like, look, we haven't seen the countertop in 10 years. And it's, there was nothing, nothing but a Sunday basket. And it was amazing.
You don't and realize just, how much counters you have, right?
No. And just like the relief, you don't even like, oh, I felt so lighthearted that day. And I literally felt like I could have just like ran a marathon or something that day. Like I just, the weight, it was like almost like the debt-free thing. Like I was like, I felt like I could, like I had been holding my breath basically is how it felt.
A couple of people have said that feeling like you're holding your breath. That's so interesting. The clearing off your kitchen counters makes you feel like you can breathe again. I mean, I know it's true. I just can't figure out why.
I have no idea.
Did you end up getting rid of the things that used to be on your kitchen counter or did they end up getting back?
No, I put them in the cabinets, like you said. So we rearranged the food and we moved some things around. And then, so now the appliances are just in under the sink or in the cabinet or in the Lazy Susan or whatever. There are a few things that my husband kind of bucked me on a little bit. And one was the toaster. He's like, I used the toaster too many times. He's like, I will compromise. And so now the toaster is not on like the side with the sink, but on the side with the stove. So we just moved it over so that at least I don't really see it as much. So it's still kind of like hidden over there. But yeah, that was the one thing. He's like, you're not taking away my toaster. He wouldn't let me touch the toaster.
Hey, we'll give him a toaster. You can have the toaster.
You can have a toaster.
So have you experienced any unexpected events during your organizing journey?
Yeah, I got a bladder stone, I guess, not a kidney stone. I had a bladder stone the size of a golf ball in the middle of all of it.
Kristen, I think that you have had your full fill of all medical experiences in your 20s. And so now you can just, you know, get a pass for the rest of your life, don't you think?
I think so too.
Oh my gosh. Like, I can't even.
It happens. Life happens.
Unbelievable. So you had to have surgery with that.
Yeah, I did. But this time I went with my binder.
Ah!
So it was different and it was better. And it was just, everything was there. They started asking all these questions and they were like, you know, cause I had a surgery back in 2015 with paralysis. A lot of women struggle to cath. And so just UTIs and all that stuff. And so I actually had a bladder augmentation with a Vitrofenoff stoma. So basically I now have a channel that I pee through my belly button, like off to the side by my appendix now. And so they were asking a lot of questions based on that surgery. And this time my husband was able to go home, get the binder, bring it to the hospital.
I'll be right back.
And he was like on it. He knew
this
where
will
to
be
go.
Faster.
Everything was there. I mean, everything was there.
I would think that you would then have more confidence because the doctors have all the information they need. And then your husband would feel more confident because he can provide the information they need. And then he doesn't have to be your medical surrogate. Like,
right.
He needs to be your husband.
Yes. And that was the biggest stress thing, I think, was they were like, well, do you know if a lot of times they will close off your, I can't even say the word, urethra, I guess. And they were like, if we can get in there and it's open, great. If not, we're going to have to cut your stomach open to get to your bladder. And I'm like, you better go get that binder. I'm like, you better go get that binder.
You guys can have coffee and come back. We'll be with you in just a minute.
We'll be with you in a minute. Yeah. And so that was like, and the stress of like being put under and not knowing if I was going to be cut open again, I was just like, Nope. I was like, go get Lisa's binder. Go get my binder.
Wow. Well, that's an extreme example of why you might like to have a medical binder. But I'm telling you, it's not really. Like, our medical complexity is complex.
Yes, it is.
Like, not everyone in our family, but there are a couple people in our family that I can't go to meetings without a binder. Like, because I don't even remember everything. And so I think it's more the norm than it's not. We're all unique individual beings and you know a lot about your body that is not just evident by looking at you. And it's helpful if it's written down. May not be a whole binder, might just be a slash pocket, a medical slash right. pocket.
Yeah.
But once you have any kind of significant event, like the binder is super, super helpful.
Right. Well, yeah. And when he got the binder, it's like, I knew what slash pocket to look to because it said urology. So it's like, yeah. I knew anything, you know, bladder related would be right there ready to go. And so it was just a huge, huge game changer. And then in the middle of all that, my mom ended up going to prison. And so you're once again, all your systems worked again.
Yeah. Do you want to expound on that?
So we were talking about that on Instagram. And so the systems in prison with COVID, a lot of things were changing and you would have to respond via email. The phones, they weren't letting people use the phone because they just weren't sanitary. So they actually started giving a lot of people like little tablets and you could email back and forth. And it was about the same price as a stamp was, but they come in, they have to be verified. And it takes sometimes 3 days for these letters to be approved so that you could be responded on a Sunday to a message that happened 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And so what I noticed is that they were kind of getting lost. So I just sent her a message and said, hey, you can email me as much as you want. Just know that I will only respond on Sundays at this time after I've done my Sunday basket. And I would just print the emails and put them in their slash pocket. And then I would write down what I would want to say as the emails were coming in. And then I would just gather them all together. And then I would send one email instead of repeating myself 20 times. And it made everything just go so much smoother.
Yeah, just also it kind of guards your emotions too. Like, you're meeting the needs of you having a mother-daughter relationship, but you have a little bit more say when that is, how often it is, and, you know, get the big coffee. Okay, we're going to do the emails. And then you know that there's a time and place for that. And it's not a constant, when am I going to talk to mom? How am I going to talk to mom? You know, what is she thinking? I think that helps.
And like back to the resentful thing of being a resentful wife or mom with my family, it's like that took a lot of that out because then you could respond when you're not emotionally bound. And I'm learning that you should not, if you're emotional, just dismiss yourself and come back later because nothing will ever get done. And I think that it took a lot instead of being, oh my gosh, my mom's in prison. It went from being like, how is this happening for your family instead of happening to your family? And I think that we're all a lot better for it. And just having that system to go to is huge.
So good.
From anything, whether she needed commissary or just, you know, and even her, I mean, when you're in there, you need access to prison or not prison stuff, but medical stuff. So once again, that was all going back to things and she struggles with mental health as well. And so to be able to have all of her documents ready to go for when the jail would need them was huge too.
Yeah.
I found myself becoming at 30. I was like because not only did I have to worry about that, I found myself wrangling in my brother and sister as well. And so it was like all of a sudden, even though my mom didn't die, I was still the matriarch at that point for that period of time. Yeah. And so it was like everything that my brother and sister would normally go to my mom for, they were coming to me for it. So everybody just started getting slash pockets. That's the only way I could handle it. I mean,
you get a slash pocket. You get a slash pocket.
We were Oprah up in here.
Yeah. Yeah. Who needs to talk to me now? Did you bring your slash bucket? Okay. Then the meeting shall commence.
And then it's even one we had a relative come over and they came over for dinner or something. And I can't remember exactly what was going on or something. But Autumn, he said, oh, hey, when you got a minute, we need to do something and check this or whatever. I think it was around the stimulus checks or something. And Autumn walked in and she says, you already know. And she goes to the drawer. She pulls a pin. She gives him an index card. She says, if it can wait till Sunday, it needs to be on an index card and then the Sunday basket.
I love when kids learn the system because they learn it. Like they're like, this is the rule. You know?
And now this is like, the rule. It's like Bible. Like it's a thing and it's never probably, it's not, I actually even tried to not have a Sunday basket. I thought that I was like, okay, it served a
graduated.
Purpose. I graduated. I don't need this anymore. Like, cause I think you go through stages of life where you're like, I don't need this. And you don't have a lot of paper coming in during the summer. So when the old ones, I had the cardboard one first, right? That was kind of starting to break on the corners because I was handling it wrong. And then I was like, oh, I'm not going to buy another one. But then just not having one for 1 month, we were right back where we started.
Really?
And then even, yes. And then my husband was like, hey, for Mother's Day, I think you should.
What color would you like?
What would you like? He's like,
which color are these?
He's like, I saw Lisa pop up in my feed. I saw she's got new colors. What basket do you want? I'm like, so is this you saying that we need a basket? So I think that when you get pushback from husbands and millennials and stuff, I think that they just don't want to admit it because he wouldn't come right out and say, we need a Sunday basket. He was just like, hey, I think you need a Sunday basket.
I'd like to buy you a gift for me.
I'd like to buy you this. You seem more calm.
Oh, that is awesome.
So now it'll just always be there.
What do you think you have more of now?
I definitely have more time, like personal time. So I find myself in the bathroom having time to actually do skincare and face moisturizer or, you know, play with new hairdo, just anything, you know, it's kind of nice to just put on or podcasting. I have time to actually listen to your podcast without having to like speed it up or like I can listen to it on this actual, I think it's like 1.0 or something. That's the normal.
Yes, we'll call it 1.0.
Yeah, right. It's like the normal rate at what you listen to a podcast, right? And normally I would listen to the sped up version because you have no time. You've got time, you got money. And so it's like, now I find myself just being able to like, okay, I'm going to go in the bathroom and I'm going to go straighten my hair and listen to Lisa. And it I feel like I have more time, even though it's the same 24 hours.
Yeah.
My heart's not racing, like just the grace, I guess, that I'm doing things in is huge.
Awesome.
And date night, we have time for date nights now because we now have a Slash Pocket labeled date night. So when movies come out or we see things on like the commercials and like Croods came out, Croods 2, autumn immediately, put it on an index card. It went in the box. It went in the Slash Pocket. And we knew exactly when we could rent it, buy it, own it, all of that. When we could go see it in the theaters, all of it. So it's nice. It's really nice. We feel more like a family. And so now it's on our calendar. We've always kind of done family night, but now it's on the calendar and it's there every Friday, 7 p.m. like clockwork, family night.
You really are just creating a schedule that you get to choose. Like, okay, we make all decisions on Sunday. Okay, we have family night on Friday and like putting in some of those structures.
And I'm horrible with boundaries. Horrible. So what would happen is people would just call and be like, hey, do you have time? Of course you got time because it's not in front of your face. But now it's like everyone's like, you know, they know that I've got the Google Calendar synced to my phone and they're like, well, I need to make an appointment. So now it's like it changes the conversation because now my siblings can come to me and say, hey, when you have time, can we schedule this? And then recently you started sharing about what your days are. So you're like, today is Monday and I do this and Tuesdays is this. So now Tuesdays are my this day. Like when people meetings. Say, hey, when you have time, I'm like, yeah, I can do that on Tuesdays.
Yep. Schedule them all on Tuesdays.
Because I know that one, Autumn's in school on Monday and Tuesday. There's talk about them going back, but even if they don't, it's like just having certain days for certain things and an errand day and an admin day. Like who knew that those days would be like gold?
Yes. Gold. Yes. Because then, you know, like Monday, I made all of my calls, all the appointments, all doctor's appointments are on Mondays or Thursdays if I can't get them on Mondays. And it's just very helpful to not say, what day do you want to pick? Like they will always say when you call the doctor's office, are you looking for a specific day? Yes, I'm looking for a Monday or a Thursday, preferably Monday early. And then they go, that's going to be this many weeks out. Well, if it's the dentist or whatever, does it really matter if it's 4 or 6 weeks out? Go 6 weeks out and get the day and time that you want.
That you want.
Yeah.
And most people don't think they have the option because, you know, you call and before normal, like pre-Lisa, you call and you're like, yeah, whatever day, whatever time.
Yeah. First available. Fine.
Just whatever. And then you write it down and then you go to put it on the calendar and you've already got something that day.
Or it's in the middle of your day and you're going to have to stop and go do this other thing. And it's actually going to take 3 hours instead of 40 minutes if it's scheduled in the morning. Yes.
With Lisa, you've got your Slash Pocket, you sit down, you pull up your laptop, you get on your calendar, you already know what you can commit to, and then you already know what day you're looking for, you know with your time, you know, like the time block, because with your planner, you know, morning, you know, you've got the blocks of routine. So now I know when they say, well, do you like mornings or afternoons? I'm like, yes, I will take mornings, please, between this time and this time on this day. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, well, that here's that date. Boom. It's done.
Yeah, it's done.
And it saves you hours of like flipping back and forth.
So much. So much time.
Trying to find it.
So much stress. Yeah, you should definitely have a doctor day. Like a day where you try to do all yes. of your doctor's appointments, those kinds of things. Find out the day that your hairdresser has the most time, and then that becomes hairdresser doctor day. Just saying.
Wednesday. Wednesdays are my hair
so
days.
There you go. Then all doctor's appointments are also on yep. Wednesdays.
I
and
know
then that,
that
becomes
will,
errand day.
I know that, well, for me, it takes a little bit longer. So Tuesdays are usually, Monday, Tuesday are doctor days, if possible. And then Wednesdays are my hair days. And I just know that every other month, the first Wednesday of the month is a hair day. I just, it's nice. There as a re-evolving nice. Calendar.
Yep. Yep. What do you have less of?
Stress. And my watch doesn't beep at me and say, high heart rate alert, high heart rate alert.
Really?
Yes. That was constantly happening to me. Constantly.
So like
and
you
now,
legitimately have less stress, like provable.
Yes. Like provable.
Oh my
like,
gosh.
On my watch, like my watch, it'll even now. So now I get alerts that'll say, get up, move around, low heart rate detected. And I'm like, I'll take it. It's a
you
win.
Might want to have some stress.
You might want to do something. And I'm like, because I'm just moving through the day. Like, it's
yeah,
just
wow.
So nice.
What do you wish you had known sooner?
That's an interesting question, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I probably would have wished that I would have... Oh, I get a little emotional, Lisa. Oh, dang. I didn't know that was going to happen. I thought I was just going to be on a podcast. I wish I would have known self-awareness sooner. Because for me, you may be a business, right? Like Organized 365 may be a business.
Mm-hmm.
But by you being on Instagram every day, oh, man, Lisa. Woo! By you being on Instagram every day and sharing your stories, you make it more than a business. So it's more than just a physical product. It's more than just the Sunday basket, the 100 day program, planner day, the photo program, the kids program, like all of the things that you have, right? They're products, they're sales. We all get it. We're all marketed to every day. But what you gave Organized 365 for me is a sense of belonging, community, and I now can trust myself because I know that you're in my back pocket, right? Like you're in my phone. So I say you're in my back pocket because I know that if I start to doubt myself, I can jump on any one of the Facebook groups that you have for all of the different programs. And there's going to be somebody out there yep. who is like-minded, who won't make fun of me,
yep.
who won't say, that's just too much. You're too extra. Oh my gosh. Do we really need to do this? Because there's always going to be pushback. The Sunday basket's not going to be for everybody, but for the people mm-hmm. that it is for, those are my people. And I know yeah. now that it's like, I can respectfully say, I'm sorry, this is my system. And if you don't like it, that's fine, but this is what I need. And I think I wish I would have learned how to do that and assert boundaries for myself a lot sooner. Because I feel like the situations that I've gotten into in the past probably wouldn't have happened. I mean, right down to getting paralyzed. I mean, I was where I was at the wrong place at the wrong time, shouldn't have even been there. So I think that to me, that's huge.
Yeah, I think everyone puts other people first. I think women are designed to do that as well. We feel selfish if we yes. say, I need it to be this way, even if it's just like, I need you to write it down and put it in the Sunday mm-hmm. basket, we're making that person change and not get their answer immediately so that we can process it better.
Right.
Yeah, I totally get that.
Yep. You taught me how to make myself a priority. And you yeah. hear the analogy of the plane and putting your oxygen yep. on first. But as a mom and a wife, we're not trained to think that way. We're trained, we're groomed from the time we're born to with a baby doll in hand that you're going to be a mom and you're going to do this and this is the way it's going to go. And no one ever talks about, what do you like, Kristen? What are your hobbies, Kristen? Other than, you know, I thought my life was just going to be cooking dinner and being an alarm clock and finding people clean underwear. I mean, that's what I thought my life was going to be. Yeah. And then the Sunday basket came in and it's like, suddenly I find myself having 5 pink pockets to do what I want. And
what are
no
your pink
one can
pockets?
Tell me. Oh gosh, I've got everything from audio books to travel to recipes to just everything. I mean, they change a lot.
Yeah.
But I've noticed that they usually change when we do your years.
Yeah, so every 3 times a year.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, totally. What's your next step right now?
We just finished Autumn's room with her mini apartment.
Yay.
Yeah. And so my next project is I just bought the picture program. And so I started last night with taking down some frames off the wall, and I got my cutter, started, sizing things up to put it in the scrapbooks.
Yeah.
And so I want to really get my legacy stuff done, because I just, with my mom, mm-hmm. I inherited everything of hers, and she's probably got 30 years worth of ancestry and genealogy research
cool.
with photos and documents. And I just think it would be so cool to have all that documented, and most of them are blank. You don't know. So like if something were to happen and I were to pass that to Autumn, she wouldn't know who would be who in each of those photos, because a lot of the people that I grew up with are no longer here.
Yeah. Right.
So I think
right.
that would be a wonderful
yeah, a
thing for her
gift.
To have. Yeah.
Huge gift. Yeah.
Now so that's the plan.
What advice would you give to somebody who's just starting out? Like, they're like, okay, this is the first podcast I've ever listened to. Like, I get it.
That down in my notes too.
What would your advice be?
My advice, I wrote, don't think your way is better. Trust Lisa's process, because otherwise you will end up wasting your time and money redoing it, because at the end you will find out that her way is the best way. That's what I wrote down in my notes to prepare for today.
Well, on that resounding note, I'm going to say thank you very much for being on the podcast, Kristen. This has been a pleasure. Are you ready to share your transformational story with me and the rest of the Organize 365 community? We would love to hear it. Please go to organize365.com/Wednesday and fill out an application. I cannot wait to see your application in my email inbox.